Good morning. As Girl Scouts, we are tasked with living a life of compassion and service. Now, I grew up in church nearly every Sunday, and those ideas sounded pretty familiar. In fact, the Girl Scout law has quite a few similarities with the prayers of the people and the Lord's Prayer. I know you are all familiar with the prayers of the people and the Lord's Prayer, and you certainly have been saying the Lord's Prayer since you were children. But many of you may not know the Girl Scout law, or perhaps it has changed since you've said it. At the beginning of each event, we say, and I invite the Girl Scouts in the audience to stand and say this with me: I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others, respect authority, use resources wisely, make the world a better place, and to be a sister to every Girl Scout. Thank you. Let's begin with the pledge. When we say, I will do my best to be, and in the prayers of the people, with all our heart and all our mind, we show devotion, a wholehearted promise to a life of love and light. Every time we say the Lord's Prayer, we renew the solemn oath to live a Christian life, to follow in Christ's footsteps. We promise to devote our time, effort, and souls to the teachings of Jesus and follow the Word of God. Just as when we say the Girl Scout law, we are renewing our commitment to trying our hardest to live as upstanding citizens, as public servants, and as intelligent young women moving into the future. Honest and fair is to tell us to be fair and truthful in God's image. Lord, have mercy. He will have mercy for and be fair to those who hold reverence for him. We see the values of honesty prevalent in the Bible, even in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not lie. I mean, it's not like it's written in stone. It is a pledge to be honest with others and with yourself. Friendly and helpful is similar to praying for the poor and oppressed and for all who remember and care for them. This represents the commitment to a life of servitude that Christians and Girl Scouts share. It is the helping hand, kind word, or afterthought prayer we try to work in every day. This continues into considerate and caring, and for the peace from above, for the loving kindness of God. We must genuinely care for each other. We must be understanding in our ways and love one another. Love is what sets us free, and love is kindness. Love is helpfulness, and love is God. Courageous and strong tells us to be brave in the face of adversity. Whether this means for you fighting to protect your diversity, pinching pennies until your paycheck, or just keeping your cool after a long day, God encourages us to be courageous and strong, and he offers us protection from the big, bad, and ugly, for deliverance from all danger, violence, oppression, and degradation. He will do his best to set us free and offer salvation and asylum from harm. Everything always seems so much smaller in a church. You can come and sing your heart out, feel at peace, or even just have a conversation with God. However, he only asks that we be responsible for our actions, and Girl Scouts reflects that. Responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others. He reminds us that we have free will and that we must be ready to accept consequences and ask for forgiveness. When we pray and repent for our sins, that is when he can grant forgiveness and reprieve. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask that he forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We are acknowledging that we do wrong and others wrong us, but God can mend all. He can forgive all. As Girl Scouts, we're taught leadership techniques and how to respect leaders, respect authority, if you will. In the prayers of the people, we say, for our president, for the leaders of the nations, and for all in authority, and for our bishop, and for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord. While every president may not represent proper love in Christ, God asks us to make a good name for Christians by following moral law and present peace in Christianity. We respect not only the authority of the government, but we must also listen to those whom God speaks through, our bishops, our priests, and our new leadership. I would like to offer a welcome to our own new leadership here at Ascension, Father Mark, and wish him well. We must respect the authority that humans created and trust that God will protect us from tyranny and oppression. The next, however, brings together Girl Scouts and Christianity in more ways than one. Girl Scouts are adamant about using resources wisely, and God asks that we treat this world as another of his creations, and that we should be grateful for its resources. We say to him, pray for the good earth which God has given us, and for the wisdom and will to conserve it. Since the Industrial Revolution, humans have been more focused on profit and progress, and have turned our back on the destruction that progress has caused to the planet. With growing advances in green energy, however, we've taken a huge step back toward conserving and respecting the Earth. With making physical settings more respectable, we've also taken a hard look at our social hierarchies and separation. Make the world a better place, the Girl Scouts say. And the people say, for this city, for every city, and community, and for all those who live in them. Over the years, we have seen less war, we are working on less hate, but our sense of community has never been stronger than in our city, Houston. How many of you have realized that it's been nearly 2 years since Harvey shook Houston at its foundation? I remember seeing the destruction and thinking, how is this part of the plan? Then again, who are we to question God? Because lo and behold, Houston showed its true colors and came to the rescue. For the first time in a long time, a big city like this came together to help with the aftermath. Shelters opened, churches came to pray with everyone, and Girl Scout troops got together and created drives, helped in the shelters, and participated in the nitty-gritty. We were part of a group of Girl Scouts that went all the way out to Nada, Texas, literally, and helped rebuild the damage to the camp and clean cabins before they could mold. And boy, was it humid in there. I remember helping Mr. Tom Sutton and his lovely family with the unfortunate damage to his home. I realized this was a test of faith, and we passed. And finally, we are told to be a sister to every Girl Scout. Of course, this is the golden rule throughout all of history, but it's an important one. In the prayers of the people, it says, for the widows and the orphans and the suffering, we pray to have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble, including the trouble invisible to the eye. This means allowing for sensitive discussions about depression or offer accompaniment to those having bad anxiety. We are told to live every day by loving our neighbors, loving our enemies, and even loving ourselves, for we too are children of God. In the past, we have turned our backs on our fellow brothers and sisters, nations fell, chaos reigned, and oppression ran rampant in the streets. However, these days we have made immense social reforms, witnessed incredible feats of diversity in media and government, and rescinded the right of the government to oppress the way that some love. In conclusion, Girl Scouts serves the people, and the people serve the Lord. In the end, the satisfaction one gets from the number of lives you've helped will be much more valuable than any wealth you have acquired. Spread your wealth, or at least spread your time. Volunteer, take a moment out of your day to give a compliment, or at the very least, smile. Smile, for you are loved by God. Smile, for you know that you have a sister with every Girl Scout. And smile, for life is good. Thank you.